Hi, I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my report on the pink full moon in Scorpio on April 23rd, 2024. We tend to most feel full moons at least 2 to 3 days before the actual day that it occurs, and the same amount afterwards. But sensitive people can feel the fullness, the fruition, the completion, the elucidation, even days before that. So, you know, just be aware that in the 4 or 5 days before this full moon and afterwards, you may feel this crescendo, this deepening, this brightening, and whatever the manifestations are to come, you may notice them in that time. Now, there is also something always about moon cycles that have to do with, you know, 27 to 28 days. So there could be something regarding fruition or manifestation that's relevant in that time frame. And there could be something going as far as 13 moons. So this could be 13 moons ago or 13 moons from now. So if you're actively manifesting, these time frames may be relevant for you. And if you're looking to see just the more local obvious effects, you know, those few days before and after, including insomnia. And of course, since this is a water moon, high emotion. Yes, of course, full moons, we know, tend to bring drama. Drama can be really stressful or it can be really exciting. And since Scorpio is the energy of relationships, it's and with money as well, relationships with deep resources, relationship with deep meaning, relationship with deep karma. All of these things can come to fruition, come to a head for better or worse in this time. So there might be big blow-ups within relationships or financial relationships or big news revealed or big conversations that are had, you know, things that come to light. Or this could just be an amazing time with someone close to you that you feel really connected to. And there's this, you know, this building of this synergy together. I'm going to talk about some logistics of what it is that we're actually looking at with the full moon. Then I'm going to give you some really great ways to use this time. When we know the energetics of a transit or an occurrence astrologically, we can align our efforts with the taglines or the energetics of the event, and we can be really, really productive. So we're going to talk about some things that you can do to harness this very, very powerful energy. And then I'm going to add a couple of layers to this storyline. We've got a square with a big planet, which we'll talk about, and also one other astrological factor that's going to layer in some important notes about what we can expect at this time. So first of all, this is the pink full moon, and I wish it were because it's going to look super pink, but really this is because of pink flowers that tend to come at this time when this moon is here. So if we saw a pinkish hue, that would be amazing, but it's more likely the scene that's around that's being elucidated by the full moon. Just imagine pink flowers being lit up by the moonlight. So a full moon is when the sun is at a 180 degree opposition to the moon. When we're talking about astrology, we're talking about life and we're talking about our experience on the earth, on the planet of duality. So we always have these things happen in pairs. There's always a pair at work. So when we've got a full moon in Scorpio, that is when the sun is in Taurus. So there's this energetic of my stuff, Taurus, and our stuff, Scorpio. That's at play very strongly at this full moon time. And definitely look out for water where it shouldn't be. Because, you know, all of this fullness, when we have fullness in any sign, of a full moon in any sign, it brings this welling up. You know, the tides are strong and there's this increase in the energy of water, emotion. But when it's, especially when it's in a water sign, it can definitely bring, you know, pipe breaks, water where it shouldn't be, excess emotion, etc. Just imagine a dog shaking off water after they've been swimming or getting a bath. And that's kind of what happens at the full moon. We're shaking off any emotional excess that has built up in our energetic field over the past moon cycle. So it's a clearing of energy so that we can start anew. Okay, so some really great things that you can do at the full moon time, at any full moon time, but especially with this Scorpio tilt. Remember, Scorpio energy is perfect for delving into shadow work. So this process of exploring and integrating the parts of ourselves that we often keep hidden is great for all full moon work, but particularly Scorpio. You can use this moon to write letters to your shadow self, trying to move deeper into acceptance and love of the dark sides of yourself and the dark sides of other people. So you can explore those aspects of yourself that you usually may avoid or deny. And sometimes these things that we push aside may come up at the full moon time, whether we want them to or not. So expressions of, inner ugliness and, just things that we're trying to avoid. This is a time where we can work out how we can integrate these into our conscious lives to accept the duality of our being so we can live in more wholeness and authenticity. This is also a great time for psychic development exercises. So the full moon, is a great time for this in general, but water signs are, we have intuition in every sign, but there's a depth of the esoteric, the deep mystery that's involved with water signs, so any kind of things like tarot readings and astrology and, tuning into messages from other dimensions or dreams, your subconscious mind, synchronicity, your intuition, all of this is great for this time. And things like transformation rituals. So, you could go out and moon gaze, you could work with crystals, you could, work with water. Ritualistically at this time, just embodying the elements of this time. You can also tune into and ask for guidance from ancestors. So your familial lines, anything that you feel connected to from the past, meditation, working with any of these things are really powerful now. Creating a vision board, while you're in this process of elucidation can also be wonderful. This can really help to crystallize your vision, and really use this moon for manifesting. You can also do what I like to call a reveal and release ceremony. And this has to do with asking for blocks to your intimacy, all Scorpio things, blocks to your relationships, blocks to synergy with your, people in your life, blocks to your financial, abundance or experience or your joint experience with money with other people, shared resources. You can ask for blocks in those arenas to be revealed with this full moon, so you can use it that way. And another way that we don't often talk about as it relates to Scorpio has to do with the fact that Mars is a co-ruler with Pluto for Scorpio. So Mars is very physical. So this doesn't just have to be about deep emotion. This can also be about physical transformation, taking on a physical challenge, running a marathon if you think, your body can handle it and it's safe for you. Something where you're pushing your limits in a safe way that can transform your physical body in a way that mirrors your internal growth. So while we're on the topic of rulership, let's go into another layer of how we'll experience this moon with the square with Pluto. So Pluto is in a T-square. You can see the T here, where it's 90 degrees away from the moon, 90 degrees away from the sun, and that puts a lot of pressure. Now, especially when we're talking about Pluto, one of the furthest away of all of the planets in the ones we typically look at in Western astrology. Of course, there are more light beings to consider that we're not talking about here, but Pluto is a ruler of Scorpio, which is the, the full moon that we're talking about. Pluto is the essence of transformation and birth and death and rebirth and the phoenix rising from the ashes. So there's some element of, regeneration or renewal that's happening here that could come from conflict. So it's this T-square between, other people's needs, your emotional needs, yourself, your financial wellness, your material life, your emotional life, your physicality. So all of this is coming up through this T-square. So it increases the chance for drama. It increases the chance for pressure. But I've tried to express, and I will continue to express, that we don't always have to fear pressure or stress, because really pressure and stress is what life is. Our bones get strong from the resistance of the muscles and the tendons on the bone. And that is a metaphor for life. The trials that we go through, the resistance that we go through, is actually building to us and strengthening to us. So this can be very building and very strengthening in a way that could be conflictive, but that can result in breakthroughs. That's ultimately what a square can do. And we've got a double square here. So be looking out for that. As you see the tension, as you see the conflict, as you see the challenge, and you rise to that, you can break through to the next level of experience. Okay, one other layer that I want to add is to kind of flavor this time, this period of time, you know, like we'll say 5 days before, so April 18th through April 28th, you know, the closer to April 23rd when the actual full moon is. This period of time has the layer of the full moon. It has the layer of the Scorpio. It has the layer of the extra Pluto square. But it also has Mercury going direct. So April 25th, after having gone retrograde April 1st, Mercury is now changing directions. And what people often forget, or either don't know or forget, about Mercury going direct, they think, oh, it's direct, I can do everything now. But really, the 2 to 3 days before it goes direct and the 2 to 3 days after it goes direct, it's actually more chaotic than even other parts of the retrograde, even in the deeper retrograde time, because it's that awkwardness of changing directions. I always like to liken this with the analogy I like to use of when Mercury is going direct before it goes retrograde, it's going straight on a road at speed, flowing with the traffic. Then when it's going to go retrograde, it's like, oh crap, I have to make a U-turn and I'm all the way in the far lane. So that awkwardness of the shadow period that is before Mercury goes retrograde is the awkwardness of slowing down and trying to get through the cars to the lane where you're going to be able to turn around. And then the retrograde is you sitting there in the middle lane, trying to go the other direction, waiting for the traffic to be sparse enough for you to fit in. And then when it goes direct, like it is here at this moment, it's that awkwardness of, oh gosh, it's really unsafe. I'm trying to, you know, fit into these speeding cars, and then going in the right direction, but then having to go up to speed so that nobody hits you from behind and that you're flowing again. So all of that energy is wrapped up in this time, and you will definitely be feeling that. So it will be very awkward. But as April progresses, as we get into May, things will start to clear from the retrograde, you know, the heat and the emotion from this moon will clear, and you'll have more clarity and hopefully the benefits of the breakthroughs that occurred from whatever happened at this time. Okay, so I have lots of more information for the current time and the upcoming time. Definitely go to anniehelpsyou.com and you can see all of my offerings there and links to my work. And if you go to anniehelpsyou.com/astrology, you will find my easy player list, which has my podcast playlist and my YouTube video playlist all there together, so that you don't, you know, everything is just easy to find and easy to view. So you can find my May horoscopes. I'll also post the link in the notes underneath the podcast and the video. And I will put my current and upcoming astrology playlist as the, you know, playlist after the YouTube video. But sometimes weird things happen with the pop-ups that they have going on and it's hard to access. So if you just go to anniehelpsyou.com/astrology, you'll see my current and upcoming astrology list. You can find the May reports. You can look back to the April reports if you want some context for the month that happened, and any full moon and new moon reports and any other things that I think are most noteworthy you can find there. If you want to learn astrology, go to anniehelpsyou.com and look for the Learn Astrology button. You can see my basics course and you can see my astrology certification course. I love to help educate people to do astrology as their work. You know, this is what I've done for 20 years, and I have the benefit of that experience to help you get your practice going so that you can earn money from your love of the stars. So I hope that you have a very powerful, full moon that is full of transformation. And I'll see you in the next report. Bye.